The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for humanity, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
We are here at the foot of the cross, the cross where Jesus emptied himself to fill the world with life. There were people there to witness this harsh method of execution. But specifically, who was there when Jesus stretched out his arms on the hard wood of the cross? John, were you there when they crucified our Lord?
Yes, I was there.
Jesus and I, we were close friends. I followed him the whole time. At the Passover meal, we sat next to each other. I received from him the bread and the wine. This is my body, he said. This is my blood. Beautiful words. I now realize what they meant. I listened with disbelief and dismay when Jesus said one of us would betray him. And then he said, "Tonight you will desert me?" I couldn't believe him. We were his close followers. We loved him. We couldn't desert him. When we came to the Garden of Gethsemane afterwards, Jesus chose me, along with Peter and my brother James, to go with him further into the garden. We prayed to God. I'm ashamed to say it. I fell asleep like the other two. Not just once, three times Jesus' words, "Couldn't you stay awake with me for 1 hour?" They've haunted me, as if they were burned into my heart.
Peter, were you there when they crucified our Lord?
Like my rash words, maybe the others will desert you, Lord, but not me. I said that very confidently. And when Jesus turned to me and said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. I was shocked and hurt. Why would he say a thing like that? In the Garden of Gethsemane, I was all zeal and bravado. I felt like I could protect Jesus from the clubs and the swords of the crowd that showed up among the olive trees. I bravely shipped out my sword and cut off the ear of the priest's servant. It was a stupid, impulsive thing to do. But it's my denial of Jesus that taunts me. There, at the courtyard fire, I couldn't even admit to the maid, 'Yes, I know Jesus. He's my friend. I'm his follower.' Instead, I said, 'No, I don't know the man. Why couldn't I identify with him? Why couldn't I stand up for Jesus when he was facing the jeering crowds? The interrogation. Now I know how people feel when they wish they could go back and live some part of their lives over again. I wish I could have another chance. Do it better. Now, whenever I hear a rooster crow, I think to myself, I couldn't have been more hurtful, more cowardly."
Judas, were you there when they crucified our Lord?
I was hoping that my betrayal would be something you wouldn't want to hear about. No, I didn't see Jesus crucified. But I was there, eating the Passover meal with Christ, after I had already agreed to betray him. I left the dinner early to join those with whom I was collaborating. Together we came to the Garden of Gethsemane, me, the servant of the high priest and the elders, the police, a noisy mob with clubs and swords. The 30 silver coins the priest and elders had given me to do this were in my pocket. And now it was time for me to deliver. And I did. I delivered Jesus into their hands. We'd agreed that I'd identify him with a kiss. I'm not proud of that. Afterwards, those coins burned a tunnel in my soul. I knew it was blood money. I knew I had done a dastardly thing.
Caiaphas, were you there when they crucified our Lord?
Of course I was there. It was my duty to do something about the man who was defying all our traditions and the authority of the temple. I was the one who told everyone, it's better that one man should die for the people. Though I realize sometimes language is double-edged, and you might understand these words differently than I do. You see, I firmly believe that sometimes the end justifies the means, and sometimes you have to manipulate a mob to get a necessary thing done, even if it's not so pleasant. When we interrogated Jesus, he was not cooperative. And in my opinion, he was inexcusably blasphemous too. That sort of thing can't be tolerated. I did my best to get credible witnesses whose stories would indict him. That didn't work too well. So I appealed to the people's adherence to religious tradition. I worked their emotions until they yelled out, as I hoped they would, crucify him.
Simon of Cyrene, were you there when they crucified our Lord?
It was by chance that I was there. I saw this procession winding through the city. And I knew it was probably another crucifixion. I saw a man struggling with his cross. I always thought it was going too far to make a condemned man carry his own cross. He's not going to make it, I thought to myself. And then before I knew what was happening, someone was yelling at me and someone grabbed me and someone else laid the wooden cross on my shoulders. And suddenly I found myself carrying Jesus' cross for him. So I've had the experience of carrying a cross not meant for me, but thinking about it later, I believe that cross was meant for me, and I've become convinced, and this may sound odd to you, that I was given an opportunity, a chance to do something gracious and good. I've never regretted it. It changed my life.
Who else was there?
I was closer than anyone. You can't crucify a condemned man without touching his body. You hear his breathing, smell the sweat, and try not to see the fear in his eyes. Except in this case, it wasn't so much fear as compassion that I sensed as I did the ugly thing. drove the nails through his hands and feet. Well, someone has to do the dirty work, and you can't blame our unit for throwing dice for the dying man's clothes. Our pay isn't so good that it doesn't need to be topped up a bit. And what would you expect us to do while waiting for a man to die? Sometimes death is long in coming. I was following orders. It wasn't my idea, not my choice. You understand that, don't you? I was following orders.
Mary, were you there when they crucified our Lord?
I was always there, it seems. I was there at his birth, giving him birth. I was there in Jerusalem when he scared Joseph and me almost to death by disappearing. Afterwards, I thought about his words. I must be in my father's house. He was a rather thoughtful 12-year-old. Later, he used to say, I must be about my father's business. And he wasn't talking about carpentry. Yes, I was there when my son died. I don't have words to describe the pain. Maybe if you're a mother, you can imagine it. I thought of that old man, Simon, who was in the temple when Joseph first brought Jesus there with our offering. A sword will pierce your heart, the old man said. I didn't know what he meant. I was happy and so proud of my son. One of the last things Jesus did was to tell his friend John to look after me. There is your mother, he told John. And then he said to me, there is your son. He was always compassionate like that, always thinking about the other person, and so he died.
Who else was there?
I was.
They crucified me on the same day, right next to him. There was a third guy, too. We were the real criminals. The other guy taunted Jesus, dared him to get us all down from the cross. If you are the Messiah, why don't you save all three of us from death, he said. But I could tell Jesus was not like us. Maybe he was the Son of God, like he claimed. So I said, think of me when you come into your kingdom. And he turned and blessed me just by looking my way. He said, truly I say, today you will be with me in paradise.
It was noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3:00, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, listen, he is calling for Elijah. And some ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.